What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
And it's back. What the fuck? And you knew we were coming back. You knew we were going to be back next week. And yes, you can hear who my co-host is this week, too. You took a week off. You were sick last week. So come on. You're allowed to get sick.
Talk like this and I would do the whole show.
Yeah, it's like you're allowed to get sick and take a week off. Relax.
As opposed to like the regular sickness in my head.
That's a different kind of sickness. That's a different kind of sick. Well, let's just get right into this week's.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I know sometimes when you go to the drive-thru at McDonald's, it gets a little stressful. Maybe the line's really long or the person in front of you ordered 900 different things.
Or they don't know what they're ordering. They're like, can I have it? And then they turn to the next person. What do you want? Instead of that. And you're just like, come on.
Fucking, how do you not know what you're going to get? You've had the entire line of five people before you to figure it the fuck out. But
okay, to be fair, you can't necessarily read it from way behind. And if you haven't gone there, you don't want. But like literally, if I'm ever just a moment, I know there's people behind me and I will look really fast. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what I want. That's their new blah, 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 blah.
That's because you are not self-centered. You actually have a heart. And a mind.
No, I get anxiety. Like, I'll go and be like, oh my God, there's like 10 people behind me and I don't know what the new sandwich is called.
The reason we're bringing this up is apparently a police officer in Georgia just couldn't take it anymore. The line was too long, so he pulled out his gun and threatened the people ahead of him in line.
No. Okay, you already have this wrong, man. Okay, if you watch the video, it's literally the high school kid at the window waiting to get his food. And the cop was behind him. So basically, the McDonald's people were, you know, getting his food out. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, it'll be like 3 minutes to get your fries. So this kid is at the window, the way the camera's positioned, and the cop is waiting behind him, gets pissed off, and shoves the gun in the kid's face and is like grabbing him like, you don't know who the fuck you're messing with, and just basically attacks this kid without, you know, shooting him, and then races off. So the kids, he was with his friend, ended up getting, you know, the plate number and everything. They discovered that this is a veteran officer who pulled the gun out on the kids and just sped off. What I will say is many times on this show, we discuss shenanigans, for lack of a better word, where police are involved in something and has some bullshit resolution to where they don't get what they deserve. I commend the police chief on this. Like, he has come out and said, this is appalling. There are actions being taken against this police officer. He's basically going to lose his badge from what I've gathered. And of course, you know, there's due process and everything. So it's not just, you know, you're fired, get out. But yeah, in the video, the chief of police that is talking about this incident, I'm just like, bravo. For once, you know, there's a situation to where it's not cover up for the buddy cop.
Well, that might be, I'm not so sure how much we can say, oh, chief of police, good job. This whole incident's caught on video. Which 100% backs up the witnesses' versions of events. There really isn't anything that they could cover up. You got to look at it like that.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, though, I mean, there could be other things said. I mean, versus to the extent of him talking about the incident. You know what I mean? Like, right. He didn't have to go on video and say all of this stuff. I mean, you can tell he was genuine. It wasn't just, our bad.
But he was kind of trying to play it off, and I don't know if this was intentional or if he was just kind of losing it. But so the police chief basically kind of said officers have a high stress job, and eventually, and every now and then,
not what he said. No, that is not what he said. What he said is officers are trained to handle high stress situations. And then he was talking about how appalling this was, is because, you know, he snapped.
He is still trying to play it off as, oh, this is a good cop who just had too much going on and snapped.
But he wasn't defending it. This is turning into like an actual... I told you we had to do this as a topic, man. This is going into...
He wasn't defending it, but he was still downplaying the fact that a veteran police officer pulled a gun due to a long line.
He was not defending it. He was saying that it was so hard because police officers are trained to handle high stress situations. And then he snapped in this situation. Like, he was basically demeaning the officer, like saying, dude, You're trained to handle high stress situations and you fucking snap at a line in McDonald's. He was not defending saying, oh, well, you know, he snapped under the stress and, you know, police officers are high stress. That's you completely
I'm seeing it differently than you are. That's just a difference.
That's because you're jaded
me.
And you have such hate and bias towards police officers. You see it as him defending it. And this isn't just from written word. I mean, this is from the video. And you are just so jaded and biased against police officers that you are taking the stance that, oh, this guy's saying nice things, but he's still defending. You are just kind of reading into it as
I'm looking at it as they probably would have tried to cover this up if there had not been video. Yes, I'm looking at it. You and I are looking at it from a different perspective, which is why I think this makes it very interesting.
Just assume people are going to cover it up, and you just assume because
they usually do.
But not every police officer is like that, man. I had officer dad. My dad was a police sergeant. Not every, and yeah, there's dick police officers where I live. But you are looking at every situation, and you've done the same with Catholic priests, where you're like, oh, they're at it again, and they're covering it up. And I read into the article, and I was like, no, dude, look what it's saying here. You're like, well, they have to say that. It's like, nothing is good enough for you. You're not going to be happy either way. It's like, I want a free Sunday. Okay, here's your free Sunday. They put chocolate sauce on it. They should have, like, put this on it instead. Like,
I'm very high maintenance, Jillian.
You are. You are more high maintenance than the most high maintenance-y girl, like, I've seen.
To me, the essence of this is the cop is suspended. Good. With full pay during the investigation. Not good. I think this is a clear case where you've got the video. He might be able to defend his reasoning for what he did. He cannot defend what he did. There should not be suspension with pay in this case. If there was ever a case of suspension with no pay, this is it.
Okay, with police officers, when they get suspended, is it always with pay? Or
no,
do they say without
pay? There is suspension without pay. So to me, the fact that he's suspended with pay is kind of implying, again, my jadedness, implying he's probably not going to lose his badge. I mean, yes, the captain says he will lose his certificate. Her certification will be suspended immediately. Does not say he will lose it, just it's being suspended for the duration of the investigation.
Because maybe, and this is devil's advocate, I'm not saying you're wrong. I mean, you're wrong, in my opinion, on the fact that he was making excuses. Because whether it was bullshit or not, in the video, he was at least acting like it was appalling, okay? But whether that was bullshit or not, you are reading into what he said incorrectly when you said he was making an excuse that, oh, he was stressed. Because that did not happen, sir. Your jadedness is so high that you completely misquoted him and got angry about it.
It's kind of boy that cried wolf. When you see so many police officers that get the excuse that where there is a cover up, that maybe in the one case that they're not trying to cover it up, it's still painted with that same brush of, well, we always try and cover it up, don't we?
It does say that he has over a 24-year history with the department, like all the training and everything. So I'm wondering if maybe there is some kind of contractual rule where if you've been there enough and you get suspended, you know what I mean? Like, I mean,
I'm
we
sure
don't necessarily know that.
Sure,
yeah, and like especially if it's an investigation. I mean, they do have to do an investigation, and yeah, there's the video of it, but there still is due process. So I don't know. I think it's probably a state thing or, you know, a police thing. But I mean, from the video, it didn't look like he was bullshitting. Whether he was or not is, you know, a different story.
You also brought me our next story for this segment, which is totally different. Are you able to give us the meat of this one?
Basically, Child Services is not investigating the situation where a girl has been suspended for about 24 days for, quote, bad smell. Here's the thing. This is in Tennessee. And basically, it's not just, oh, she smells bad. She's 8 years old. The smell is described as being so disruptive. And if you're in a small, confined classroom, you know, if somebody is reeking pretty bad, it is disruptive. However, at 8 years old, you know, puberty hasn't really kicked in yet. But the matter of this is They will ask this little girl, well, when's the last time you took a bath? When's the last time you brushed your teeth? And she answers, she doesn't know. All right, at 8 years old, you know if you took a bath yesterday or the day before or even, you know, within a week, okay? Supposedly she gets good grades. The mother on this is saying, oh, well, she's been to the doctor and it's not a medical thing. And it's like, okay, if it's not a medical thing, clearly, I'm sorry, I have to believe that the mom is bullshitting on this, because from the video, from how the house looks and everything and how the mother looks herself, it doesn't look like she's very hygienic. Okay, this lady has...
Yeah, it doesn't look like grooming is high on their list.
She has no teeth, but aside from that, because there are people with medical problems and they lose their teeth and if they don't have dental insurance, so I'm not judging fully on the fact of that. The mom herself looks ungroomed. I mean, unless she had a shit ton of mousse in her hair, which is doubtful. She's got like really short hair and it's like spiking up on the side, but not styled. And it looks greasy as hell. In the video, they blurred out the little girl's face and she's jumping on the trampoline. And I actually went back a few times to the part where you can kind of just see the blurred out face, but you can see her hair. And yeah, I get it. She's jumping up and down and everything, but the hair looked kind of greasy and unkempt. Yeah. And again, you know, kids get unkempt, but my issue here is an 8-year-old doesn't know the last time she took a bath. 8-year-olds and kids aren't going to be like, hey, Ma, can I take a bath? I mean, they don't care. They'll be covered in mud and try and eat a sandwich. I hate to use this word, but the mom really seems like typical white trash. I mean, not necessarily.
She's methy to me.
She's not methy. She's too. I mean, she might be on something. I mean, I guess it could be meth. I don't know. When I think of a meth head, I think of somebody that's skin and bones.
Jillian, when I was looking at this video, I was thinking in no unironic terms that the cast of Honey Boo Boo would look down on this woman. She's
trashy. At least, like, the whole Honey Boo Boo family looks clean, you know?
Relatively hygienic?
Yeah, and not just the little girl, she's in pageants, but, you know, that's a whole nother... I could go off on the whole Honey Boo Boo thing, but all right. In this situation, though, the fact that Child Services is not investigating, that pisses me off because, you know, they're not required to open investigations. And I'm not saying the little girl's abused or whatever and unfed, but there still is neglect. I mean, unless the water was shut off, maybe like she wasn't paying her bills. I don't know. But saying that she bathes every day and that it's not a medical issue, and this girl reeks so bad that they have to send her home, there's something going on. And of course the parent, you know, well, it's just the mom. But of course the mom is going to be like, oh, no, she bathes. And I mean...
To me, there is clearly an ongoing problem. They have sent her home on numerous occasions. This is not an isolated, oh, she smells, send her home. This is, okay... This is the fourth time we've had to send you home in a month because you reeked this bad. There is clearly a problem at home. And the fact that the mom outright says it's not medical means it's a problem at home.
Yeah, and I mean, what I don't get to is the mom saying, you know, you go to school to learn not to get sent home. And, you know, the kids playing on a trampoline and everything. And she goes, you know, well, they asked her last time she took a bath and she don't remember. And it's like, wouldn't you talk to your child and
she
be like,
don't.
Look, you
that,
need to,
ha-
yeah,
like
she
that.
Don't remember.
She don't remember. That's an exact quote, people.
You know, if your 8-year-old is telling the school that she doesn't remember the last time she took a bath, as a parent, wouldn't you sit down with that child and say something like, why are you telling the school you don't remember? Do you remember taking a bath? Because this girl makes good grades. So it's not like there's something wrong with the girl mentally to where she's detached.
She seems smarter than her mom, I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, they don't really show anything. But, I mean, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
In a situation where if the child was detached, yeah, okay, maybe she doesn't remember. She hasn't grasped things. But according to the mother, you know, she gets good grades and there's nothing written in the article or said in the video that disputes that. My concern also is if this girl is reeking so badly, the school is sending her home. I mean, there is a point even in children. I mean, obviously they haven't hit puberty, so they're not going to have the same tells of, say, a teenager or an adult who isn't bathing. You're still
right,
going to see the stringy hair. There's still going to be tells to where it's like, look, this kid is not being bathed. And I've said many times on the show that I've worked at a school before. And we had an instance where it was neglect like this. I mean, and even more so where the kid had flea bites and everything. Kid was always getting sent home for lice. You could tell that he wasn't really bathed. The situation, I mean, the secretary would actually take him to get his hair cut at like lunch and like would take him to like the special place because this kid was so neglected. And because of it, he was a little detached, not mentally effective, but, you know, he had issues.
Emotional issues.
Yeah. And I mean, I felt for this kid. And so, you know, you can have neglect without necessarily not feeding your kid or hitting your kid or whatever. And so I kind of wonder, and social services was called on this family. And I think that's why I get so upset in this situation where clearly there's something going on and social services doesn't even feel the need to at least visit the house, visit the living conditions and see what's going on. Because if it's not the child and she is bathing every day, then there must be something in that house that reeks badly that is just attaching to this girl. And I kind of wonder, I want to ask the cameraman, be like, hey, did mom smell bad? Like, I mean, what's the situation with that? Because, yeah, if you bathed and you live in an environment that just reeks so bad, I mean, they could have five dogs for all we know and the house is full of shit. Yeah, that would go on you, you know, and you would carry that with you. So I get upset because what happened in the situation where I worked at the school, child services was called. They were like, hey, you have this amount of time to get your shit straight or your kid's going to be taken from you. They would fix it momentarily and then shit would go down again.
And then it'd be a month later and you're back to the same situation.
Right.
So there's
clearly,
and that's my point. This is an ongoing thing. If this was a, hey, your kid really stinks and then the situation is dealt with and it doesn't come back up, okay, fine, problem solved. My issue is there's clearly an ongoing issue here.
And child
social services, child protective services needs to be stepping in. You know, I'm one, and I've said this many times on the show, I'm not one where I think child protective services should step in right away, because things do happen. Things get out of control and you're able to right the boat. Fine, fair enough. But this has been going on almost a year with four different incidents of this girl being sent home twice in 1 month. This is not a situation that is getting fixed. This situation needs to be handled. Clearly, mom cannot handle this situation and needs outside help. And rather than trying to fix this, the mom is lashing out at, like, with almost a, the demeanor that when she was talking to the camera is almost a, how dare you look down on me for not making my child smell good. That pissed me off, Jillian. It did.
I almost wonder from the medical aspect when she says she's been to the doctor, it's not medical. I wonder what those doctor reports say where it's like, okay, well, you need to bathe her every day. It's not medical. So yeah, they're saying it's not medical. But I mean, there's tells if someone hasn't bathed, even if you're 8. And I mean, maybe she throws her head over a bucket and washes her hair, but, and you know, the stank is still on her. I mean, it has to be something. People don't just stink. I mean, either you're unclean, there's something going on medically or environmentally. So there is something going on here.
There's also the other factor. Maybe she does bathe the girl, but they're not doing the laundry, so she's putting on the same stinky clothes that she just took off, therefore negating the bathing. Do you see what I'm saying?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's something environmentally, whether it is dog shit all over the house or, you know, there's some unclean aspect about it, whether it be home, clothing, the girl herself. The thing is, too, though, as teachers, you know, when she gets put into the office, because, you know, kid goes to the office and you call the mom, be like, hey, you know, come pick up your kid. You can tell if clothes are filthy, though. You know, I mean, you can check under the arm and see it's dirty.
And,
clothes themselves would be dirty. So that hasn't been addressed. So I don't really think maybe it's a laundry issue. I really think it's an environmental or bathing issue.
You know, from having worked in a school, and I know from a friend of mine who is a teacher, it takes a lot before you actually report something like this.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be really bad. It's not just, oh, maybe, you know, you're...
The kid next to me stinks and I'm in the desk. Like, this is literally
it's
got to
be bad before the teacher goes, all right, Mrs. Such and Such, we've got a problem, and this is an ongoing problem. So that says that this is probably worse. The olfactory offenses are so bad that someone else has to step in. And I don't think this is one of those cases where social services is overstepping its bounds. And trust me, on this show, I've meted out,
they have no right.
This is a case where there's clearly a problem and it's not being dealt with.
If you have a child and you bathe her every day, even every other day, because little kids necessarily, you know, before they hit puberty, you can maybe get away with a shower at night or whatever, you know what I mean. If your child gets sent home because of an odor, would you not try to bathe your child and say, here she is, finish out school, versus just taking her home and being like, all right, sit there? I mean, why as a parent would you not try to rectify that immediately and put your kid back in school? It's just, oh, she done sent my daughter home because she smelled bad and she should be in school to learn, not get kicked out. I mean, whatever factor, if you take in your child to the doctor and it's not medical and your kid comes home, it's like, all right, we're scrubbing you down, going to put a clean set of clothes on you, and we're going to try this again. This has never even been attempted to where the girl gets sent back to school and then maybe an hour later they're like, dude, you smell again. I mean, so clearly there's a missing piece in this puzzle.
We're going to take a break. After Heart, we'll be back with something that I am fucking incensed over, and I know Jillian is too.
It's a really dark subject,
guys. You people are going to be incensed too, so this is not a fun one that we're coming back to, guys.
Hi there, friends. Lost your job? Wife just left you? Has your daughter run off with a rock musician? Are you tired of war, smog, and inflation? Is life just one big bummer and you feel like ending it all? Well, the Empire Hancock Building might be just the place you've been looking for. Conveniently located in the heart of the business district, the Empire Hancock Building stretches 100 stories straight up in the air to ensure its no-miss policy. 6 diving boards means there's never any wait at the Empire Hancock Building, and of course, plenty of free parking with validation. The Easy on the Pocketbook $10 service charge includes your last meal at our revolving restaurant at the top of the tower, last-minute counseling by a clergyman of your faith, and, as an extra added bonus, splatterproof plastic bags with your initials on them for easy identification. So don't delay. Take that big jump today at the Empire Hancock Building.
Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Heart Attack, sandwiched in the middle of a what the fuck. My name is Heart D. Fisher, and with me is Josh Hadley. How you doing today, Josh?
Actually, a pretty decent day tonight. I know that might be a little bit of a shock. I'm actually in a decent mood.
For all the crazy fucked up shit that's going down in the world, I am actually in a good mood. I got a nice cold beer here. I've had a really great day. I've been talking a lot on the air here about getting involved in local politics, and I got to tell you, Josh, it has been really cool to see. I didn't think I would enjoy getting involved in local politics. And yeah, some of it is a drag, but overall, it's been pretty fucking cool. And to tell you the truth, I'm really astounded at the way people have come together to express their desire to keep their vehicle lanes here. That's the political thing I'm talking about. People have really come together. People are really looking into the law. They're really getting their act together. They're talking together. It's been very, very interesting. And you know what? It's been a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. A lot of people seem to think getting involved in politics is going to be so hard. And it's not. It's not. It's infuriating, believe me. I mean, we've got a local leader here who has decided that he can just throw out any petition he wants. He doesn't have to worry about petitions. Fuck him, you know? And so this David Green guy, I'm off of this topic today. I just wanted to mention that I'm pretty happy. I've had a meeting with the local business leaders, and I'm really happy seeing how they've come together and seeing how they are legally fighting what's happening in their neighborhood. And they're starting to win, man. They're turning the tide. And it's fucking awesome to see, because so many people in this country have completely given up hope.
Well, here's something kind of funny. Scott Murray and I were recording earlier, and when we were having dinner afterwards, he was talking about your recent Heart Attack segments, and he said, has Heart ever thought about has he ever considered running for one of the public offices in L.A.?
I wouldn't run in Los Angeles. I've joked about this with my wife, and I've made jokes. Even going back to the 90s, I've said, when I'm bored raising hell, I'm going to run for president. and I'll be president. My wife doesn't really like that idea. I've kind of wrestled with that a little bit, and I honestly feel that I can be a better force for change by advocating change and by being outside of the system than being caught up in the system. Look at how bad Arnold Schwarzenegger got chewed up and spit out by the California political system.
So are you saying you think you do better work on the front lines rather than calling the shots?
I don't even think they're calling the shots, you know. I really honestly do not believe that our elected leaders are calling the shots anymore. And this gets into the segment that I want to get into now. I want to talk about CISPA. And I know people might feel that I'm beating a dead horse, but I've been alerted to some parts of CISPA that I wasn't aware of before, and you might not have been aware of either, Josh. I want to ask you a question. Have you been made aware that this current batch of CISPA legislation makes it legal for corporations to pursue an online hacking campaign just like Anonymous, but it would be illegal for you and I to do a campaign like Anonymous?
I'd heard something along those lines, some rattlings, but I didn't know about that specifically or read up on it yet.
The actual fact of the matter is, I'm looking at the language of the bill in front of me. I've got it here. And what they're talking about is they're talking about allowing corporations to, under CISPA, corporations would be allowed to aggressively combat loosely defined, quote, cybersecurity threats. They attached an anti-hackback amendment to the CISPA limiting corporations, but they put a loophole in that completely knocks out the anti-hackback amendment. It, in fact, completely nullifies it. And in fact, what it means is it means that it's going to be illegal to hack as an act of civil disobedience, but perfectly legal to act out if you are a corporation. That's pretty fucking scary. And what that means is neither companies nor the government will have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt who committed the cyber crime they're striking back about.
Yeah, and basically it gives them carte blanche to just go nuts on basically their detractors or even their own competition, technically.
The amendment limits corporations, these companies, from acting beyond their own computer networks to gather threat information. However, it ignores another section of the bill that allows wide-ranging acts in response to, and this is the part that scares me, perceived threats. They can act out against a perceived threat. Now, when you say corporation, this could be military corporations. This could be weaponized military corporations that do this. It's pretty goddamn scary. They could turn around and decide they're going to hack a person, destroy his fucking life, and guess what? That person, the internet user, if he's attacked by a company during a cybersecurity conduct, they would have no legal recourse to pursue damages. Essentially, the law tells them, go fuck yourself. Seems to be the way they're going to handle it. And that's the scariest thing out of this whole bill. Not just that they're going to spy on you, but it allows corporations and not people. It gives corporations more rights than us, and that's pretty fucking scary, and that's what's really frightening me about CISPA. And it goes down the line of these backroom deals where they're not telling you everything that's in the law. And what I'm seeing that the way the government at the top that creates laws like CISPA is conducting its business in the exact same way that I'm seeing local politicians here on ground level conducting their business. They're lying to us. They're lying about safety. And they're doing this for what? For money? I mean, what is this going to end up being all about? It's going to be about money. They're going to use this for businesses. It's going to be corporate espionage warfare online. It's going to get really ugly, man.
This is turning into a fucking William Gibson novel for real.
I'm going to admit it. I'm a little scared here, guys. I'm not going to fucking lie to you. I'm a little frightened. I have to tell you the truth. I'm a little frightened by this CISPA stuff. I'm frightened by what happened with Monsanto, where they made Monsanto untouchable by the law, a food company untouchable by the law. And this food company is actively seeking and aggressively lobbying to be able to copyright and to patent vegetables, the cellular structure and the gene structures of tomatoes and cucumbers. They're trying to register these things so that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, unless it's a Monsanto cucumber, it's illegal to eat a cucumber. They'd make it illegal for you to grow your own food. And I'm seeing some of this stuff, and you know, you hear Alex Jones talk his prison planet shit. And sure, yeah, there's always going to be a big threat. Sure, there's always people looking for power. Duh. But this shit is getting really real. I'm serious. It's getting really real. When you start really looking at the language, and we're seeing this happening right in front of us, where bankers are allowed to go free, but a college student who downloads something from a university server that the university didn't want him to, all of a sudden he's up for 30 years in jail. But the banker who helps fund terrorism, who helps money launder drug dealers in Mexico, who are cutting police officers' heads off, they're left free.
That's the way that the law looks at this kind of thing. And by the law, I mean the government and the lawmakers. They look at this as the corporations don't have enough power. The corporations got us elected. The corporations pay our bills. The corporations are the ones paying us off. We've got to give them the hand job under the table that they're asking for, and they will make sure we get reelected next term.
Yeah, because they've gotten laws passed that are making campaign contributions are now unlimited from corporations. They can contribute as much money as they want. And everybody talks about, oh, these corporations, they're going to do evil things. Well, guess what, folks? It'd be real easy for a Chinese corporation to get their politicians elected in our country, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
pretty easy, wouldn't it?
Manchurian candidate kind of shit, but not on that kind of, you know, theatrical
level.
Dude,
you don't even need to go there. You don't even need to go to Manchurian candidate. You don't need a secret assassin. This is all out in the open. That's what's really frightening about this, is this is happening right in front of our eyes, and that's why I've taken action. That's why I've been getting involved in the local politics, to see what's happening, to check out how does this work. And one of the ways they've been tripping them up here in Highland Park is real simple. They're just reading the law. They're going through and reading the traffic codes and the laws and seeing where the government is breaking the law. And we're the people. We are the people. We elect them. We can run. We can get elected. And that's why the last couple of weeks I'm saying, like, Jesus Christ, we need to get some good people in there. Because what I'm seeing is the economy is a bitch right now. And so what I'm seeing is a bunch of losers who can't get a job in the real world are going into politics. They're going into politics because it's a den of snakes. It's a nest of vipers. It's awful. And it's easier to get elected than it is to hold down a real goddamn job. And these guys get into office and they make it a career. It's just sickening when you see what's their skill set. Here in town in Highland Park, they went to the police to find out where the streets that are designated emergency corridors. What are the streets that are emergency corridors? What is the emergency plan? They couldn't find it. They couldn't find the emergency plan. They couldn't find it. The police. What the fuck, man? It's crazy.
It is crazy, and that is part of the point. I think they intentionally make this stuff so crazy that your average Joe Sixpack, working 10, 12 hours a day, building the building at the construction site, when he gets home, he doesn't want to have to deal with this shit. So he kind of just, I'm going to play with my iPad. I'm going to download some porn. I'm going to jerk off, and they'll police themselves. I think that is what they want. They want the apathy of the audience, I believe.
I really feel terrible for the people that are dying all over the world. I mean, it sounds capricious, but you know, there are horrible things happening every day all over the world. And what I've seen with CISPA here in the United States, who owns the TV set stations that we're all watching to get our news from? Giant corporations! And these corporations have been tightening their grip on the idiot box. That's what my father called the TV set. He called it the idiot box. And I've known other people to call it the one-eyed God. And I've known other people to call it the greatest brainwashing tool ever invented.
My parents used to call it the electric babysitter.
Your parents call it the electric babysitter?
Yep.
Wow, scary. So the TV set is a tool, and they are gathering their control over the tool. And they are ramming down bullshit at us so we don't see what's really important. Okay, we had a bombing at a public event. My terrorism expert said to me one simple thing. Why were there open trash containers at that event? Because that's anti-terrorism number one. Number one, why are there these open trash cans all over the place over there like that? Anti-terrorism number one. Number two, why is this all over the TV? It sucks. It's horrible. How come we're not covering CISPA? How come they're not really talking about what we're talking about on CISPA on the television? None of the news channels are talking about this because they don't want you to know about it. They're trying to sneak this shit in the dark, guys. They're trying to sneak it in under the radar. That's why CISPA's here. That's why they've got other shit to try to control the internet. And they're going to try to lock down on podcasts. They're going to try to come down on everywhere where we actually freely converse and we freely exchange ideas. And it's nothing new, guys. Don't get up and, oh, this is new. There was a Soviet Union. There was an Ottoman Empire. Tyranny is nothing new. They're going to be trying to keep us down always. And us, it's a wrestling match. We try to get up on our feet. We try to be real people. We try to love our loved ones. We try to take care of our family. And that's what's important to us, regular people. We don't care about all this other horse shit. We don't. Most Americans just really actually just care about getting to their job, getting their pizza, feeling pretty decent about their status in the world. I mean, seriously, they don't need the rest. The rest is horse shit. And we're getting bogged down in all this other BS while they're robbing our whole country from us. And CISPA is just a big part of it. And you get caught up in this little acronym, but it's really all about power. It's all about power, and we got to take it from them because we have the power. In America, it is we, the people. I don't know what other country has that in their Bill of Rights or their Constitution, and that's what this is really about. It's about us, and we're a nation of ideals, and we are struggling to live up to those ideals. And what I see right now, there's a power grab happening in this country, folks. There is a major power grab happening right in front of your eyes. What are you going to do about it?
Seats.
All right. Now, this one, I'm going to try and remain detached and just give you people the facts first.
We had a little pep talk.
Yeah, Jillian was pep talking me during the break. Apparently, a federal judge, not a state judge, okay? So this federal judge carries a lot more weight. Keep that in mind. A federal judge in Texas has just determined that animal cruelty sex fetish videos are protected by the First Amendment. Now, before anybody starts to get mad, myself included, or Jillian, before you throw your side in, which pretty much is syncs up with mine, let's just get the facts of the case out of the way. Ashley Nicole Richards and Brent Justice, ironic last name that, created and distributed sex fetish videos that were also animal snuff films. Apparently, now we joke all the time that there's a fetish for everything, that you can find it all on the internet. Well, there are people that get off watching puppies, kittens, rabbits, sea creatures like lobsters and crabs, and other small animals tortured to death. There's a thing called crush videos where they have women in sexy old stilettos stepping on bunny rabbits' skulls until their brains pop out. Live creatures, okay? So this is sickening.
As we're saying this, I've got my kitty Suki on my lap. She just crawled onto my lap, and I'm just like, oh,
hugging her. She's trying to console you.
She is.
There are videos. There are people that get a hard dick when they see dogs being held down and their skins flayed off with a knife. This actually exists, people. You can argue.
Don't they say too that animal cruelty is like the start of being a serial killer?
Yes, and then the people who get off on these kind of things like to play it off as, well, see, I'm getting all my sexual fantasies out watching the videos, so that's why I don't become a serial killer, which is bullshit.
So what if it's another person? I mean, the whole snuff film thing has always, obviously, you know, and there's people that are like, oh, well, you know, animals are different than people. But if you're going to argue the fact about, well, I'm getting off during it, that just opens up a whole new can of worms with got pedophiles that get off on horrible things. But if it's a video of it, and I know people aren't exactly the same as animals, but if that is your defense of it's okay to hurt a living being because I'm getting off on it, pretty much you're opening that Pandora's box.
Now Richards, the female of this group, one of the videos that they did, which was apparently quite popular, was she bound a pit bull puppy, cut its back legs off with a meat cleaver, slit its throat, and severed the dog's head from its body while making sexual gestures. All right, I'm pissed right there. Then they did lots of crush videos where they would crush kittens' heads and
things like that.
All right. They got charged with animal cruelty, with obscenity, with things of that nature. Fine. Fair enough.
Art and sexual, because that one guy got his stuff banned when it was sexual.
Yes. But the line that we're going to be discussing is, first of all, art cannot be something that already violates a law.
If you're going to go after somebody for that where nothing was harmed, but this is expression of it's okay because it's sexual. Because, I mean, what if you had people jerking off because they liked dog fights and somebody videotaped it? It's like, well, no, that's animal cruelty. Like in almost a lot of states anyway, I don't know all states, they ban dog fighting. And so if you're saying, oh, I'm videotaping it and jacking off to it, oh, no, it's a sex tape.
And I think that's the line that is where it's all getting murky. What U.S. District Judge Sim Lake has said about this, he has thrown out everything except the obscenity charges due to the fact that he says what they did for this sex video is covered under free speech and the First Amendment freedom of expression and freedom of art.
That is so bullshit.
Lake said that if this was declared obscene, then so would videos depicting the, quote, humane slaughter of a stolen cow or slaughterhouse videos. And now, technically, he's right, and technically, he's wrong. To me, there's a difference between a slaughterhouse.
This is how we slaughter a cow. and jerk off to this.
Hey, I've got a kitten here. Want to see me stomp its brains out? That is not the same thing. There is a line. You know, I am one of the biggest free speech advocates there is out there. Even I will admit, free speech does not cover the speech of illegal activities. You cannot go into a movie theater and yell fire to create a riot. That is not free speech. You cannot advocate calling for the death of another person.
That's not okay, but like torturing animals is.
Right. This is not free speech because all 50 states have animal cruelty laws. The degrees are what is different. So
this
is pretty fucking
severe.
You are committing a crime and trying to go, well, it's free speech. Then why can I not go out on the street right now, beat my neighbor to death, videotape it, and go, hey, it's freedom of expression. I can't be charged with this.
Somebody's jerking off to it. I get off at, like, you know, women being tortured and stuff.
Right. And I don't want to hear one goddamn comment or one fucking commenter that tries to go, oh, well, animals aren't the same as people. That's fucking bullshit. You're drawing a line where there is no fucking line. And I think all that this does, rulings like this, going, oh no, this animal cruelty is freedom of fucking speech. All this does is give all the enemies of free speech one more fucking bullet to fire at us to go, this is why we need to start censoring.
Well, hell, and you've got, you know, the basic wanted posters where idiots are torturing animals and they took pictures of it and posted it. And you're like, do you know who this person is? And it's basically a wanted poster going around for someone to report them to, you know, get arrested. And here's the thing is, you know, yeah, technically speaking and species speaking, animals aren't the same as people. However, you're still fucking torturing to extremities a living being that has a lot of traits that people do. I mean, the pain tolerance, everything. Clearly, these animals have personalities. They can think,
they can
feel.
Love.
Exactly. You know, I mean, animals have personalities. Here's the thing that I don't get is you've got these people brutally torturing and murdering animals. But because someone is jacking off to it, it's okay. I mean, they're still committing a crime, but it's okay because they're jacking off to it. And that's what I was saying earlier with the Pandora's box. I'm like, okay, well, pedophilia is illegal, but, you know, someone's jacking off to it. I mean, that's
same with rape. I was going to say, can you make videos of actual rape? Someone's jerking off to it. It's First Amendment now. I mean, Pandora's box is exactly the right way to term this, Jillian.
And again, I'm not saying that just because, you know, we're not saying, oh, if it happened to a human, it's completely equal, because obviously it's a thin line, you guys. It really is. And I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that are like, well, we eat cows and they're murdered. But most of the time, these animals are butchered and they try and do it the most humane. And I know, yeah, there's farms and stuff where they've got chickens and horrible cages, and you know, you can get
the Sarah Palin video from 2 years ago.
You can get free range. I'm not saying that these things don't exist, but the majority of times when you're talking about comparing this to animal butchering, the majority of times these animals are butchered in the most, and it's an oxymoron, I know, butchered in a humane way, but they're not being fucking,
they're put down
tortured
in a humane way.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I'm not, I like meat. Steak is delicious, you know. I mean, I don't look
but
at my
you would
cat
not be
and
able
say,
to
yeah.
Eat a, Jillian, you would not be able to eat a steak if you got to meet the cow
no,
first, could you?
No. I could never have my own range and have chickens and bunnies and cows and things and be like, okay, well, it's time to get in my belly. Get in my belly.
There's a bigger implication of this ruling when it comes to outright free speech, that this is basically saying
you can do an illegal activity as long as someone's
speech.
Getting off on it.
And no, like I said, I am a free speech advocate, but even I agree there are lines. I cannot call for the literal execution of Quentin Tarantino and then have somebody do it and go,
hey,
oh,
you
it
keep
was free
that
speech.
Shit to Radiodrome. We are not bringing in your Tarantino rants into What the Fuck. No, bad Josh. They hit you with a paper over the head. Bad Josh.
This qualifying as free speech is offensive to me. And I know technically free speech is all about what is offensive to you and still being protected. This is not it. I cannot believe, Jillian, we are both on the side of PETA for once. With all the shit we've given PETA,
it's not
we're
even
on the side of them.
No, this is not even a matter of, you know, PETA is its own different world. I mean, it's basically an organization of people that love animals. But then, I mean, we had that story where they basically murdered a shit ton of animals because they couldn't find homes.
And they also made fun of shark attack victims.
Right. I mean, you've got... Saying we're like PETA because we are against animal cruelty is like saying you're on the side of a pedophile because they don't believe in murdering children. I mean, you're stretching a line where it's like, you know what I mean? You're basically saying we identify with this horrible organization just because they have a stance on something.
It's most likely. I don't see there's hardly any chance that this does not get overturned on appeal.
With as much shit as they did for the shark attack for Super Mario Brothers, like, they expressed dismay. Why aren't they making, like, fucking crazy shit like they did for goddamn video games and shark attack victims? That's all they do on this, is express dismay. Like, this is the shit they need to be fucking rioting about. Not, sorry, I'm gonna stop, because I will go off on that longer than needed.
Let me finish by saying this will definitely be overturned on appeal. I don't see a shit of a chance of this not being overturned by an appellate court or a higher court. But in the meantime, you're letting these sons of bitches get away with it. You're endorsing and you're giving a free pass to fuckers like Michael Vick, or even like on a filmmaking level, like Diodato, who made a Cannibal Holocaust and killed real animals because it was more realistic and gave the film a visceral feel. Anyone who would torture or harm an animal in this kind of manner is fucked in the head. I'm willing to allow for almost any kind of difference in taste or difference in feel to another person. But if you can do this to an animal, if you could fucking rape a child, there is something so wrong with you that you need to be removed from society. And I will not back off this point. I will drive this home as much as I fucking can. You are fucked up and you need to be removed from society. This is not free speech.
And honestly, on that note, what I was going to say before you went into that, if this does not get turned over on appeal, there is going to be some sort of vigilante acts towards them.
This Ashley Nicole Richards and Brent Justice are examples of everything that is wrong with trying to use the First Amendment as a cloak.
And humanity.
And they're terrible examples of humanity. What makes it even worse is their mugshot photos. Both of them look like they're barely holding back a smile, too.
Oh, yeah.
That actually, when I saw their photos, I went, you fucking, I was so mad. But Jillian, on a much lighter tone, where can people find you when we're not talking about disgusting shit?
You can find me on Twitter, The Mistress J. I am also on Facebook, and occasionally I pop up on thecinemasnob.com.
You can find me at 1201beyond.com, geekjuicemedia.com, and you can contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. I hope we didn't bum you out too much. If any of you have a dog, a cat, or whatnot,
give
go over and give them a big hug tonight. Good night.